the enemies is Saddam Hussein, and so it's difficult not to have this kind of gossiping. So, Michael Eisner, what you're saying before we take a break is this is enemies involved. These are people who are in competition with you spreading stuff that isn't true?
I don't know who's spreading stuff, Eisner replied. First of all, it's minuscule, as far as we're concerned. It's an irrelevant gossip-mongering kind of thing, and they wouldn't be interested in us if we weren't doing well. So, I guess we should be sort of flattered.
Eisner later testified about the appearance on Larry King, saying, I was telling the board that the Ovitz situation was coming to an end. I had gotten myself, or we had gotten ourselves, into this interview, so I was trying as best I could, as I now try to recall this, that I was frumping, apparently Eisner's slang for evading the truth. I was trying to obfuscate, not trying to answer that directly, in that I told the board that very weekend that we were beginning to unravel Mr. Ovitz's arrangement, and that I had decided by this time that he had to leave the company. However misleading to the public, Eisner's evasive performance wasn't lost on Ovitz. Even when we were on Larry King together, he never came out and took my back, ever, Ovitz maintained. He just wouldn't commit himself to do it. He would say he would do it, but he didn't do it. Still, Ovitz was wholly unprepared when he got an unexpected visit from Litvak the following week. Ovitz was on the phone, but Litvak walked in anyway and waited. Ovitz avoided looking at him, figuring he'd leave, but Litvak kept staring at him. Finally, Ovitz hung up. How can I help you? He asked. You can't help me, Litvak replied. He walked to the chair across the desk from Ovitz and sat down. I'm here to tell you that Michael doesn't want you in the company. You're being terminated. Ovitz was dumbfounded. He looked away, refusing to meet Litvak's gaze. He couldn't believe what he'd just heard. There was an awkward silence. Then Ovitz said, Is this you, Sandy, speaking, or is Michael aware of this? Ovitz couldn't believe that Eisner, who even at this juncture Ovitz considered his closest friend, wouldn't face him himself, and instead had sent the one man in the company Ovitz most detested. Michael is the one who sent me here to do this, Litvak responded. Ovitz was churning with emotion, hurt, anger, and a sense of betrayal by Eisner, contempt for Litvak, who he later testified, took great joy in telling me to leave. I was sure that he was enjoying every second of it. Ovitz asked again if Eisner knew what Litvak was doing, and Litvak assured him that it was all Eisner's idea. He's serious, Litvak added. If Michael wants to fire me and end my contract with the company, he'd better come in and tell me himself, because I'm not going to accept your word or position, Ovitz said, becoming angry. Well, you are not to be here, and we are... Ovitz cut him off. Sandy, you are going to have to pull me out of here. I'm not leaving. Litvak sat there in silence. Ovitz avoided looking at him. Litvak kept staring at him, and finally Ovitz returned his gaze with a withering look. Litvak got up and left. Ovitz was stunned by the encounter. He didn't know whom to turn to. He didn't even call his wife, afraid that he'd just upset her. He left the office and walked alone around the Disney campus, his mind racing.